Welcome back to Fela in the City. Fela in the City is brought to you by Soul Sister Comedy Production, written by Marion Nisufu. Just a magical creature. I'm just a magical creature trying to figure it out. I'm just a magical creature trying to figure it out. I'm the flying instructor. The Black Magic School, they call me Fela.
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 Fela in the city. Fela in the city. So how did I become the flying instructor at Black Magic School? Yeah, it always starts with... It always starts with dick, doesn't it? Why was I chasing tail? I was chasing janitorial tail. Chasing janitorial tail that eventually I found out should never have been mine. Dear Maurice was what? He was married. It's the story of my life. You see, I go down a tunnel and I start chasing that little bunny tail. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that bunny tail is so fluffy. Oh my gosh, that bunny tail is so tall. Oh my gosh, that bunny tail is so debonair. He is calling me. That bunny tail is saying, run with me. Fly with me into the... Do bunnies go into... I feel like, do they swim? I'm not sure. Fly with me, swim with me to the depths of the ocean, and then fly back out and become my female bunny partner in life. And what almost always happens is I found out that debonair bunny tail already had, that's right, his bunny partner. And should I have picked up on it? Hell yes. Did I? Hell no. Because I like to live in La La Land. La La Land. La La Land. I'm already living in La La Land when I'm flying in the clouds with my students, right? Must I also live in La La Land when I am trying to find a partner? Fela, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? He was so smart. Yes, he was a janitor. But y'all, he was a gargoyle. So he had the best of... I think he had the best of both worlds. Why? Because at nighttime, he cleaned Black Magic School from the bottom to the top to the T, sparkling shiny. And in the morning time, what did he do? Turn into a statue and sleep. And so what did my dumb ass do? I would use my nighttime that I should be sleeping, because fairies, like humans, should rest and sleep. What did I do with my time? I was in these Black Magic School streets, y'all, helping Maurice clean. Because I thought, if I could help Maurice pick up his bootstraps, well, gee golly, we're going to bootstrap pick it up together. I should have known every time he would turn into a statue, why, gee golly, Fela, there was also another statue next to him. Did he call that statue his sister? Yes. Did I believe him? Yes. Am I still working through it? Clearly. Okay, I'm going to be working through my romantic debacle of non-sleep Maurice, okay? Because did I spend 6 months of my life not sleeping well so that I could catch Gargoyle Tail that didn't belong to me, that really belonged to his wife of, 2,000 years? And does he do this every quarter of the century? Yes, she let me know. How did I feel about it? I felt like it was an aha moment, an aha Maurice moment, where I was like, oh, Thayla, you finna just keep repeating these patterns until wifey smacks you in the face. No, she was actually really lovely. She was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, what are you sorry for? You're lovely. And she was like, I know. I know. So, moral of the story, Thayla. Thayla, baby girl. If I was talking to you as 1,000-year-old Thayla, because we're only 500 years old. If I was talking to you as 1,000-year-old Thayla, I would say, girl, sit down, have several seats, cry a little, like really cry, and then look at yourself in the mirror. Look at your eyes. And tell yourself that you're okay. And it's going to be okay. And you're going to be okay. And it's okay to be alone for just a moment. And love on yourself. And figure out what makes you tick. And what makes you happy. And what does Thayla need? Like, be that Thayla that you were for Maurice. Like, what's your thing, like, that you need, right? You stayed up all night, lost sleep for this fool. Can you stay up all night and lose sleep for Thayla? Like, what's the equivalent of that? Find that. And just be okay with that for a moment. And just maybe, on the other side of that, whenever that side's supposed to show up, just maybe, girl, your prince might come. I mean, that's just from 1,000-year-old Thayla. What do I know? So, we gonna keep it pushing. Alright, y'all. Take care of yourselves. Thayla out. 50. Thayla in the City is brought to you by Soul Sister Comedy Production, written by Marion Nisufu.